This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Victor Stringer, international best-selling author of Yogi on the Green. Mr. Stringer, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being with you.
It certainly is our pleasure as well to have you out with us here today. So, looking at golf and yoga, who doesn't like a good game of golf, right? When did you incorporate yoga into your golf game, and how did that come about?
Well, in the early 2000s, I went through some real personal problems and business problems, and I was like floundering around trying to figure out what to do, and a friend of mine suggested that maybe taking some yoga would be beneficial. So I started taking a few classes, and then I ended up getting so involved that I decided to take lessons to become a teacher, which I finally accomplished with through Kundalini Yoga. So at that point, it was beneficial to me personally because it helped me to balance my life and figure out that I didn't need to control everything in my life in order for my life to be beneficial. So that's been the lesson that I've gotten or taken away from practicing yoga and meditation.
Also, tell us, how has yoga improved your golf game mentally, physically, and spiritually?
Well, physically, I weighed about 260 pounds when I started yoga, and I was at a body weight of about 4%. Now I now weigh about 195, and I still have the same body fat ratio. So from a physical standpoint, that's been tremendous for me. From a mental and spiritual standpoint, yoga and meditation has certainly helped me to improve my life and to be able to deal with the good and bad things that come into my life and deal with them in a balance. So that's the benefit that I've received from it physically and mentally. It helps me to maintain a good physical condition. I'm 78 years old and healthy, happy, and holy, as we say in Kundalini Yoga.
Mr. Stringer, if you would elaborate, what do you mean when you say be mindful where you are, when you are there, when playing golf?
Yeah, well, being mindful is basically being in the moment. Trying to make sure that you don't, you know, deal with things outside your ability to do it. I think Tommy Bolt said once that the mind messes up more shots than the body. And I think that's absolutely true, because if you're concentrating on too much stuff, you're not able to get the consistent swing that you need in order to play well. I think Ben Crenshaw said one time that the longest distance for him is 5 inches to play the golf. He said one time, 5 inches is the difference between me playing to my best and not playing at all, and that's the 5 inches between my left ear and my right ear. So I think that consciousness of the mindfulness is ability to reflect on the things that you can handle and not deal with the things that you can't. And by doing so, you keep your mind clear. And that's what mindfulness means to me anyway.
Yeah, thanks for your input there. Appreciate it. Now, how do you use meditation when playing golf, and what techniques do you use?
Well, meditation also involves visualization. And what I try to do in playing is to visualize the shot where I want it to go and then put it in that spot by allowing my mind to control the shots. I was just playing yesterday, and I had about a 40-foot shot, and I looked at it, and I said, mind, put it in the hole, and I birdied the hole. So I guess it was a form of letting my mind figure out what was important and how to do it, and then to let my body loose enough to go ahead and do the shot. So by being mindful and being in the moment and not worry about your last shot, it makes a big difference in being mindful.
Again, today we are joined by Mr. Victor Stringer, international best-selling author of Yogi on the Green here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how does the combination of golf and yoga reduce stress, as so many people are stressed out in this day and age, but reduce stress on and off the golf course?
Well, yoga basically is a practice to strengthen your body, improve your flexibility, your strength, and your balance. And all of these factors have a tremendous impact on your ability to play golf or anything else that you do in any other sport that you might be involved in. Yoga helps you to create the body that your mind can use, I guess I would say, in a way that's beneficial to you. So by combining those two, you're able to perform at your top level at the time that you're out actually playing golf. By practicing meditation and yoga, you increase your ability to affect your body and keep it in good shape. And meditation allows you to stop at any given time and return to that moment. When you're standing over a golf ball, you've got basically from a minute just behind the ball until the time you actually hit the ball is about 1 minute. So if you can put your energy into that 1 minute and your concentration into it, it helps you to improve the results that you're obtaining. So I'm not sure what the fellow's name was that said this, but he said your next best shot is the next one. So that by remembering that when you're going to the ball, it helps you to focus on that particular shot and not be concerned about what the last shot was or where the next shot is going to go.
Well, Mr. Stringer, really has been good to have had you, and quite interesting how you've linked the two together, golf and yoga, and how that's working out for you. And thanks for some of the details on that. As we conclude today, tell us more about the asana position and how it helps a golfer over time gain strength, endurance, and flexibility.
Well, there are asanas that are very, and for me, beneficial to them. And I give you a couple examples would be chair pose, forward arm plank, downward facing dog, side planks, high lunges, and probably the bridge pose. If one can just take these six poses and work on them and concentrate on doing these poses, you can do like a 10-minute workout and get all these six poses in by concentrating on holding each of these poses for 1 minute. Anybody that's interested can look at my book, which is Yogi on the Green, or buy a book at a local bookstore that'll lay out these particular asanas for them. And by using them, it should help to improve their game on the golf course and improve their life off the golf course. Because it's being able to hold these poses or these asanas for 30 to 60 minutes is also a form of meditation, because it allows you to concentrate on the pose by using your mind and closing everything else out that has an interruption to it.
Again, Mr. Stringer, we certainly have appreciated your time with us here today. And again, folks, to get more information on Yogi on the Green or to pick up a copy, and for details, visit yogionthegreen.com. Mr. Stringer, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Victor Stringer, international best-selling author of Yogi on the Green. And for further details, once again, visit yogionthegreen.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.